Pete Buttigieg, Thanksgiving starting to feel like a minefield under Donald Trump. By Charlie Spiring on September 17, 2019. Mayor Pete Buttigieg on Monday chose a speech in South Carolina to accuse President Donald Trump of ruining Thanksgiving. That wall on the border is never going to get built, but real walls are being built within our families and our communities and our churches to where Thanksgiving dinner is starting to feel like a minefield, he said, drawing on a new zinger in his standard stump speech. Buttigieg spoke at the Gallivant's Ferry Stump meeting in South Carolina. He said the United States was in a crisis as the American people were divided, discouraged, and doubtful under President Trump. Every day, we got a president tweeting out a new outrage in order to distract us from the fact that he is not capable of doing the job, Buttigieg said. He warned a second term for Trump would be worse for the country, theorizing the president would do outlandish things that would embarrass the country. What's he going to do? He asked. Pick a fight with Switzerland maybe, move the White House to the Trump Tower, I don't know. After focusing his mockery on Trump, he modestly proposed he was the best Democrat to face Trump in the general election. When I'm the nominee, this president can talk tough, throw himself military parades, hug the flag every now and then. But I've faced worse kinds of incoming than a tweet full of typos, he boasted, reminding the audience of his military service as intelligence officer in the Navy Reserves. He asked his supporters to imagine him as president, instead of Trump. I want you to picture what it would be like to turn the news and see what's coming out of the White House and feel your blood pressure going down instead of up. And that means delivering for the American people, he said. Buttigieg argued his campaign was in the same vein as previous bold Democrat presidents, by being the voice of a new generation, not passing purity tests in the party. If you think about it, that's how Democrats win. From John F. Kennedy, to Jimmy Carter, to Bill Clinton, to Barack Obama, we win when we offer leadership from a new generation, he said.